Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It all just kind of happened. I wanted a podcast, but then I started doing a podcast about Stranger Things. Now I talk to people all over the world.
Up the tube! My boot! Greetings, stranger friends, and welcome back, finally, to the Stranger Danger podcast. I'm so sorry it's been so long. I haven't delivered a new episode since September 1st, I think, and now tomorrow, or today, probably by the time you're hearing this, it is the last day of September. One of Neil Diamond's favorite months. What have I been doing? I've had people reach out to me. I've had a couple people on Twitter being like, "Hey, guy, you still doing a podcast?" They did it just like that, like they were a New York City cabbie. And yes, the answer is yes, I'm still doing the podcast. Clearly, you know that by now. But it's just, I'll pull back the curtain a little bit to some real life stuff. Nothing bad. But busy. I have a family member who does a business where they sell things for like schools. They sell things to schools and to students of schools. And every year they do like graduation things. And I help them with their website and also with these forms that need to get filled out. And there's like 70 schools. And we used to have like 5 forms. But then we had to change things around because we're trying to accept some cash on these forms to get people to pay directly. And it turned into many, many, many forms. Many nights working on forms. The exciting world of web forms. On top of that, my day job, my actual job, the job I do that I've been at for decades, same place, same job, doing web stuff. My manager of almost 10 years recently left, which means Mikey had more to do daily. Plus, this just the stress of getting used to doing more and doing more. Between that and those forms at night, I just never, a few times I went to hit record and I was like, I am just, I'm too tuckered. And you're going to say, but Mikey, I've been to fansonexperts.com. You've done other podcasts. Yes. Yes. I have posted other podcasts. I have a Patriots podcast. It's a football thing. Nobody listens to it. The Patriots aren't even good, really good. So it's one of these things where I just got myself into a few years ago. And then there is a Star Wars podcast where I'm talking about Andor. And that's like, that's happening right now. So I felt like, okay, the amount of people all over the world listening to this podcast compared to that podcast isn't even close. But it's happening right now. And I need to talk about this Star Wars show. And it, plus it's easier because I talk and I hit record. It's very different than the preparation that I put into this show. But here we are. Finally, I said, you know what? I cannot wait another day. I must get a new episode out to you, the Stranger Friends. And you may be saying to yourself, wait, is he really going to do an episode about what I think he's going to do an episode about? And the answer is yes. I'm here to talk about Henry Danger. And you may say to yourself, what? How does this guy even know what Henry Danger is? Does he watch it with his kids? I don't have kids. I got a dog. She does not watch Henry Danger. But you know what I do have? I have friends who have kids. And we have this text chain. And some of the dads were throwing out Henry Danger, Henry Danger, Henry Danger. And I said, what is this thing? And they honestly, it was like, you just need to watch the show. It's hilarious. And it has lots of references to things that like to things from the 70s and the 80s. And I said, all right, I'll put it on. And then there was like the first three seasons were on Netflix. And I said, this show is so silly and so dumb and so funny and so smart. It's dumb and smart and silly and fun. It is just, I couldn't believe, I could never explain to someone, you know, like someone I worked with, oh, I watched this show on Nickelodeon. I mean, I could in the 80s. I did that. But the fact that I put on the show and this just over the top, ridiculous show with like this, if you don't know the show, if you don't know the show and you're still here, it's on, I think the few seasons are on Netflix. All the seasons are on Paramount Plus. It's about this kid, Henry, who goes for an after-school job and goes to a store and ends up working for a superhero as his sidekick. That's pretty much the premise. And soon his friends get involved. But the superhero is like this giant man-child. He's hilarious, but he's very selfish. He's a man-child, and he's got these people who work for him. It changes over the years, but he's got these weird sidekicks. They're in this giant lair, and everything is in this small town where they solve all the crimes and all the villains, and everything's very childish, but there are moments in this show that are oddly very smart and very clever. And not an episode goes by that I don't laugh. And one day, I stumbled upon an episode that first premiered back in October of 2018 called Danger Things. And in the episode, the IMDb has the description saying, when Piper is taken by a creature from another dimension, Captain Man and Kid Danger must rescue her from the evil science corporation that opened the portal. Sound somewhat familiar? Yes, this show is all over the place as far as silly Stranger Things references. Like, really, not even pretending. Like, they are obviously going full force and going into it and doing it. And there are some clips that I want to play from you from the show. It's only like a 22-minute episode of, you know, I don't want to go through the whole thing. But there are clips I want to play from the show. But before I get to Danger Things, I thought I haven't checked my mailbag recently to see if there's any emails or voicemails. And the day after I put out the 5-year anniversary episode, on Friday, September 2nd, I got an email. So I tagged this email. I started, you know, made sure that I wouldn't lose it. And it's been, my goodness, 27 days, based on math, since this email was sent to me from Isaac, my friend. Thank you so much for emailing. Why don't we read it? I'm going to show that I can read live to tape on the air. Dear Mike, thank you so much for reading my email on your podcast. I'm so thankful. Ah, yes, that's right. I already read an email from Isaac, and now he's emailing me to talk about the email. Boom. Very meta. I thought your response to my questions were really cool and interesting. I've listened to all the book club episodes, and I love them. And I recently finished a book called Stranger Things, A World Turned Upside Down, which is about how the Duffers and Netflix made the first two seasons, and it's really interesting. And it talks about what inspired them to make the best show ever, which they did. That's me saying that, but I think Isaac agrees. That could possibly be a book club episode. Yes, I remember seeing that book. I remember it being suggested, recommended, and I don't have it. I still don't have it, but that would be a cool book to check out for sure. Thank you so much for reading my email last episode, and I'm very grateful. And then he wrote it like this, so I'm going to say it like this. Bye. Thank you, Isaac. Yeah, the book club needs to get back too. Here's the thing. In not next week, but the following week, I'm driving to Florida, driving my wife's mother down. I might have talked about this before, where in the spring, I flew down and drove her back. Now, somehow, I've got myself in this bit of a pickle again, where I am driving down. But once you're driving down, you know, that I feel like once I'm there, boom, relax a little bit, chill out in Florida. Thankfully, like, she lives in right in the Fort Myers, Naples area. Thankfully, she wasn't hit too hard by the hurricane. So hopefully things are kind of all good by the time I get there, because I don't want to pick up branches. I want to just, you know, sit and read books by the pool for 11 hours. And if anyone is in the path of the hurricane, you know, just thinking about you, and I hope everything goes okay. But how did I get here? Oh, Isaac, thank you again so very much. And yes, the book club. I don't have that one, but I have a few things in the book club. I've already purchased the books, ready to read them, ready to talk about them. I'm very excited about that. And that, I think, is it for the email. But we got ourselves a few voicemails.
Hello, Stranger Danger. It's me, Kenley. I'm loving the book club episodes. Which Stranger Things book is your favorite? Mine is The Bully. Also, I have one more question. Do you play D&D? I have been playing with my family, and I'm going to learn how to be a dungeon master. Thank you again for the podcast. Bye.
Thank you, Kenley, for listening and for calling in. Really cool, good questions. So, my favorite book. I started thinking, because I love them all, but it might not. You know, I really liked Darkness on the Edge of Town, which was the Hopper book while he was a police officer in New York. I just loved, because it was written in such a way that just made me feel like every word he was saying sounded like David Harbour, or, you know, Jim Hopper actually saying it. Like I could really picture him saying it. So it might be that, or I think Suspicious Minds also, because that was like the start of, really was the start of everything that we know and came to be, because it was the, it was all about Eleven's mom. I think, which are like, those are like the first couple books I've read too, which is crazy, that I'm going to pick those because, you know, I'm thinking about the more recent ones, the Robin book, Max's book, Lucas's book, all like really enjoyable, really terrific. And like, these are books that I just want to grab again and keep reading because, and they're not, I'm saying they're easy reads, but I mean, they are so enjoyable that you're like, oh, I'm not going to watch TV tonight. I'm going to read like the Pilgrims did. They didn't watch TV either. They read instead of watching TV. So I think those two, but I'll go with those two. And D&D. D&D. No. I've never, ever played Dungeons and Dragons. And I'm thinking, I just never had friends who ever brought it up as an interest. And even, you know, when I was younger, I'm not even sure I would have thought of it as something to do. I was more like in the video game world of like, you know, that wanting to do that all the time. And then maybe a year ago, I think when Stranger Things, well, maybe not a year ago, but when in the spring, when Stranger Things 4 premiered, a couple of my friends, one of them the same man who vehemently stands behind his suggestion of Henry Danger for me, they talked about how they would play Dungeons and Dragons. And I'm like, huh? Well, now, they're a little older than me, so I was probably too young, but you couldn't let me just come across the street and watch a little bit. So no, I've never played Dungeons and Dragons, and yet I feel that I'm in that world to a degree because I read my favorite author really is R.A. Salvatore, who I first came into, I first knew about because he went to my college, and I probably told this story before. My girlfriend, my wife now, had to go to a speech of his, like he was giving a seminar, a talk, for her English class. I had no idea who this guy was. From the pictures, I didn't know what to think. I was like, what is he going to do? Poetry? Is this historical stuff? I have no idea. Go in there, because I just tagged along. And by the end, I was like, oh, I want to read this guy. I want to read these books. Before this, I was reading like lawyer books. And I still like a good, courtroom drama. Sure, you know. But I said, let me try one of these books. He signed it. I still have the signed paperback somewhere in my basement. I believe it was called like the Sword of Bedwyr, or Bedwyr. But that wasn't an, it was very, you know, it's very much like the Swords and Sandals, fantasy book, but it wasn't in the world of Dungeons and Dragons. Then I discovered he has a whole series, and it was in something called the Forgotten Realms, which is in the Dungeons and Dragons world. And that's where I've read 50 plus books from there. In fact, I'm reading one of them right now. It's called Relentless. I'm trying to catch up on his books. And it's all in the world of Dungeons and Dragons. Like these characters can be used, these races, these creatures, these settings. So I'm like on the outside of Dungeons and Dragons, but I've never ever played.
Hi everyone. Today my friend sent me a picture and it said How to Stranger Things Day. For those of you who don't know, it's on November 6th. Eat a triple decker Eggo extravaganza, say ahoy to everyone you see, watch Stranger Things, hang Christmas lights, try to spell America without Erica, 80s makeover montage, search for Will, dump his butt, travel to a new dimension, dress up in a sailor costume, hand out ice cream, develop telekinetic powers, learn to use a slingshot, leave the door open 3 inches, and make someone pee their pants. I was really happy that my friend sent me this because She doesn't really like Stranger Things. She just found it on Pinterest, so she sent it to me. So yeah, have a good day.
Okay, that was awesome. I want to do all of those things when Stranger Things Day gets here. I'm not sure I'll be able to do many of them, but some of them I'm definitely going to do. I feel like maybe I should do them all on TikTok. I don't know. That was a thought, and that might have been a bad idea to even bring that up. Oh my goodness. Now I feel like I have to do some of these things on TikTok. Stranger Danger Pod on the TikTok, which I haven't done anything there in a while either. But hopefully try to get back into the swing of things with those. Thank you so much for that list. That's awesome. And you say your friend doesn't watch Stranger Things? You need to talk them into watching it. Because once they do watch it, they'll be like, oh, now my life is better. Great. Terrific. In fact, that reminds me of my niece. I brought it up before where she didn't watch it. She was like, I don't really want to watch it. I watched the first one. It was kind of boring. I was boiling when she said it. I was like, I was going to punish her, but I realized I'm her uncle. I can't punish her. I was going to call up my brother and say, listen, you need to punish your daughter. She's not watching Stranger Things. It's very inappropriate. But as I've mentioned before, she's started watching. She's continued watching. And I know that was over the summer. School's back, but she is still watching. I want to get an update on my niece watching Stranger Things. So where are you? Where are you right now?
Season 3, episode 2.
Cool. And you still love it?
Yeah.
Still the best show ever?
Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you. She was over her and her brother were over maybe a couple of weeks ago. We got dinner, but I grabbed her and brought her to the other room, pulled out my phone and just started interviewing her. Now that is a couple weeks ago. She's in Stranger Things 4 now. She knows who Eddie Munson is. She knows Chrissy. Before, she knew the songs. Like, she knew Chrissy, wake up, or as the way I sing it, Chrissy, wake up. She knows all those things already. But now she knows, oh, this is who Eddie Munson is. So the last I spoke to her was maybe a couple days ago. I asked her about it, and she's in Stranger Things 4 now. I have a podcast suggestion for her. I don't know if she's going to listen, but I feel like she should get all her friends around the a campfire. I don't know if they have a fire pit. All around the fire pit. Take out the old Alexa and put on, I apologize if I just activated something in your house, and put on the Stranger Danger podcast, which is something that I recommend to everyone who watches Stranger Things.
Greetings, my stranger brother from another mother. This is Todd from Forney, Texas. And congratulations on 5 years. You do an amazing job on the podcast. And I do have a song recommendation for season 5. How about the song 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, Since is working overtime. Remember that catchy little ditty from the 80s? I think I feel a new song coming on, Mike. Thank you for all that you do. My birthday will be October 13th. I may have to buy myself a Stranger Danger t-shirt. So, have a wonderful day. Stay strange. And Jim Hopper for president.
Todd, this is crazy. I talk about geek mentality on Instagram and Twitter all the time. But a lot of the time with geek mentality, I don't go in and check those private direct messages. And today, while I was out walking my dog, I did just that today. And I saw that Todd sent a message talking about his voicemail weeks ago, and I never saw it. And I wrote back to him, "Oh, yes, I know XTC. The song didn't sound familiar by title, but I'm sure when I'd hear it, when I listened to it, it would sound familiar." And Todd, I have to tell you, and this is tough to admit, I don't think I've ever heard that song before. The song I know is Peter Pumpkinhead, like that. And I learned that probably after the Crash Test Dummies, who I love, did it first. So that's how I actually learned about XTC. So I didn't know this back in 82. I was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So at this point, 82, I'm buying Michael Jackson and Men at Work and Quiet Riot. Those are the tapes that I had. I feel like XTC was for the kids a little older, a little cooler, that weren't into just the pop music. And I'm listening to this now, and I'm really digging it. And I'm thinking, well, this is what I love. When you find something that's been around for so long, and you're like, well, you just learn about it, or you just discover it and appreciate it. Now it's yours forever. Now you can enjoy it, and you can go back, and you can, you know, you didn't get those 40 years like everyone else did to enjoy it, but now there's a whole new world of things to open up and listen to. And I think I need to do that. I need to do that thanks to Todd. I also support Todd's nomination of Jim Hopper for president. I would vote for him. I mean, just picture him, you know, showing up at the for the State of the Union, you know, just kind of like a little disheveled, trying to, you know, be in a nice suit, but just it doesn't quite fit right. And Joyce helped him out, but he still's got a cigarette hanging out of his mouth. She takes it out right before he goes on stage. He's like, "Well, come on!" And you could see him just kind of like, you know, and just kind of talk into it, and then deliver an amazing speech that is inspiring and unites the world. That's worth more than $1 million could ever be worth. I don't know where I'm going with that, but happy almost birthday. I think that's the day I'm flying home from my mother-in-law's in Florida. So while you're celebrating your birthday, think of me up there on some Delta flight, reading comic books on my tablet. Thank you so much, Todd. And I am just like, I almost want to turn in my Child of the 80s membership card for not knowing such a cool song from a band that I know of. Just not enough. But now that's going to change. That is going to change. Here's something pretty funny. It is 9:38 p.m. Eastern Standard Time in the United States of America on the planet Earth, in case there's anyone out there in the future listening on one of the new planets that we moved to. While I was doing this, I put my phone away. I didn't want to get any buzzes, but my watch went off, and I looked, and I saw, I got a tweet, a direct message from Joey Jets, the real Jets with two T's on Twitter, who his account says Joe Cool and the Ghoul School. I'm sorry, that's awesome. And I literally got this message while I was recording. So let's read it. I mean, think about this. You're going to get you're thinking, oh, maybe he'll read this someday or he'll see this. No, it's happening live. We're doing it live. "Hey, Mike, I won't spoil anything for you, but my brother just lent me The Tomb of Wubin, Glipping, Clapping, Clopin. Now, some of you will get that. That brings my 80s card back. But The Tomb of Wubin, I own it. I bought it. I just don't know how to pronounce it. Wubin. And it's hands down the most wholesome, and in parentheses, and my new favorite Stranger Things comic. If you haven't read it yet, and I haven't, you need to, and I will, and I know Bob Newby superheroes in it, so hopefully it has a lot to do with him, and I can't wait. I can't wait to read that one. So thank you, Joe. Jets. I feel like I've called you Jets. Now it's Joe. I don't know. Whatever I want to call. Joe Cool and the Ghoul School. But again, check him out on Twitter at Real Jets with two T's. One J. And I think that is it for emails and voicemails. And, oh, Todd said he might get himself a Stranger Danger shirt. Yes, Stranger Danger shirts are available now at the Stranger Danger Podcast Store. Go to StrangerDangerPodcast.com/store. It'll bring you to a cafe press store that looks ugly. The website, like, is awful. It is just, it is bad. It looks like it's from, like, 20 years ago. But the shirts are pretty good. You know, I've worn my shirt multiple times. I wish I could, you know, wear it every day. My wife said no. But I've worn it. I've washed it. I've worn it. I've washed it. It still fits me. And I'm afraid if something shrinks on me a little bit, I'm in trouble. But also, the logo, pretty good. Still, I don't even know if it's cracked at all. It looks pretty, pretty, pretty good. So you can check that out at StrangerDangerPodcast.com/store. And of course, if you want to be heard on Stranger Danger, you can always email StrangerDanger at fansnotexperts.com. Or if you want to hear your voice, you want to hear yourself on a podcast and be heard all over the world, go to StrangerDangerPodcast.com/hotline. Or click on the link in any show notes. Brings you right to this little web app. You hit record. You could leave your contact info. You could put your name there if you want. You could put nothing there. You hit record. You talk. Boom. Hit send. Comes right to me. And I think 100% of the time I've played every single one so far. So please do that. And now let's get ready to talk about Danger Things.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
For those of you who don't know, Henry Danger is an American comedy television series created by Dan Schneider and Dana Olsen. It was on Nickelodeon from 2014 to 2020. There's been some spinoffs. There's a cartoon they did. Paramount Plus is going to do a movie. Yes, I'm hoping to watch it with my niece and nephew, have a party. But Dane Olsen, who I didn't know by name, he's been around since the 80s, worked on such television shows as Joni Loves a Chachi, worked on the movie The Burbs, the Chevy Chase Memoirs of an Invisible Man, George of the Jungle with Brendan Fraser, Inspector Gadget. Then he just did nothing for years, comes back, and is the co-creator of Henry Danger, even though he left after the first season. Dan Schneider, on the other hand, I've known since I was a kid. He was Ricky on Better Off Dead. He was Dennis Blunden on Head of the Class. Then he goes over to Nickelodeon and just creates an empire of these, you know, young people directed sitcom shows. And then it starts to come out that he's kind of a creep and he's completely out of there now. So I don't think he's going to have anything to do with the movie. I don't think he has anything to do with Nickelodeon anymore. And if you just look up Dan Schneider on the news, I don't want to go into any of it here, but it just seems slightly on the creep spectrum up there. So let's just, I want to put that aside because they're not the stars of the show. The stars of the show are the stars of the show. It stars Jace Norman as Henry Hart, who is Kid Danger. He's the sidekick to Captain Man, the character Ray Manchester, who's Captain Man, played by Cooper Barnes, who I don't know before this, but my goodness gracious, give this guy Emmys, please, because he is amazing, and I love him, and I will watch the spinoff, The Danger Force, even though I'm told it's not as good. I'll still watch it because of him. Riley Downs as Charlotte. That's Henry's one of Henry's best friends. Sean Ryan Fox as Jasper. That's Henry's other best friend. She's the smart one. He's the dumb one. Ella Anderson as Piper. That's his little sister, who is a devil. She's an awful, awful person, and she's hilarious at it. Like, once I thought, I'm watching this going, this is a little too much, and then I realized, oh, no, that's the point. It's supposed to be too much. It's supposed to be insane. And Dave and Michael D. Cohen as Schwaz, the great Schwaz. He was in Whiplash for 1 second. You see him in one of the classrooms. But then he'll always be Schwaz. Then Henry's got some parents who they're barely there. The dad's real, real dumb, overly not bright. And they're just there for, you know, to show that there's a family there, but they're fun too. This episode, now it's weird because it's crazy. It's said on IMDb that it's episode 4, episode 18 of season 4. On Paramount Plus, it has it listed as the season premiere of season 5. So this episode, it takes place during Halloween. Henry says he's dressed up as a famous exterminator from a famous movie. Obviously, he's dressed like a Ghostbuster, even though it's not really a Ghostbuster outfit that he's wearing. And of course, that references Ghostbusters, but it also references Stranger Things 2, when the four heroes dress up as the Ghostbusters. So there's reference number one. There's going to be a lot of them. Quick premise. Henry's uncle dies, so the parents are going out of town. That's just the way to get rid of them. And that leaves Henry in charge of his sister, and he goes into the house to find her sitting under a table.
Well, why are you under the table?
I messed up my hair.
Okay, come on, Piper. I'm sure it's not that.
Oh my God, what happened to your hair?
So, as you may have guessed, Piper cut her hair to the point where it looked just like 11 in season 1. She said she tried to cut a little bit here, a little bit there, a little bit here, and it's completely uneven. And now she doesn't want to come out of the house. And of course, she's hiding under the table like where 11 was hiding in the fort. She's dressed in a little, she says she's dressed like this doll. She wants to be like this doll that's in a dress with blonde hair. She's dressed not exactly, but pretty much like 11's dress in the first season. So there's another reference. Then right after that, Henry gets a call from his friends at Junket Stuff. Now, Junket Stuff is the cover for where their base is. It's a store, but really all the exciting stuff happens downstairs in the basement. His sister has no idea that he's Henry Danger, that he's Kid Danger. She loves Kid Danger, but she doesn't really care about her brother. She doesn't really care about anything but herself, but she does love Kid Danger. First of all, they have walkie-talkies. Another reference. I've never seen them use walkie-talkies because, again, they would use cell phones. Then they get a call over, and the two friends are also in Ghostbuster outfits. And Jasper's listening as well. They're like, hey, do we have wigs at Junk and Stuff? And why? Because he says, I'm going to give you a wig so you can look just like your stupid doll. And of course, you put a blonde wig on that dress. There's another reference to Eleven. And Jasper goes, yeah, I have a wig on right now in his costume. For some reason, he has a little headset, I think, like Dustin had. He has a wig that is kind of reminiscent of Dustin, and he's wearing a baseball cap that you'd never see him wear. So for some reason, he added this to his costume to make him look more like Dustin. It's almost like they're like, yeah, I'm doing this and I'm doing that. They never say Stranger Things, but you could see, oh, well, that's a reference to Stranger Things. And before they even get to Junk and Stuff, Captain Man himself takes his own walkie-talkie out and dressed in a complete sheriff's uniform, very reminiscent of a sheriff we know, starts talking to everyone. And you hear a little music in the background that sounds somewhat familiar.
Hey, bring that pumpkin with my face on it.
Ray?
That's right.
Okay, is everybody on this channel?
No.
So you got the three teenagers dressed up like Ghostbusters. You got Ray dressed up like Hopper. And you heard that, now, that's Schwaz. That's like Ray's assistant. And for some reason, he's dressed just like a preppy, pretty much dressed like Steve Harrington. So they all get to the base, but Piper stays upstairs trying on wigs because, again, she doesn't know anything about the superhero stuff. And Charlotte mentions that there are a bunch of kids missing. And then they all listen to a news report from really one of the funniest parts of the show with these two reporters who seem to not like each other, but they're always trying to one-up each other. And they're there talking about these missing kids in Swellview.
Happy Halloween, Swellview.
Halloween or Hollow Missing Tweens?
It's both, Trent. Today is Halloween, and it's making some kids in Swellview say boo. Who? Because they're missing.
That's right, Mary. They're gone. So far, 10 children have disappeared without a trace. Unless you consider the puffs of smoke, the screaming, and the eyewitness accounts of a terrifying monster appearing out of nowhere a trace. If you do, then all of those things are traces.
10 kids. That's a juggler's dozen.
That's right, Mary. The big question is, who's going to be 11?
And just as the newscaster says, who's going to be 11? They cut to upstairs in Junk and Stuff, where you see Piper putting on the blonde wig, looking just like 11 in the first episode, in the first season, and we get the stylized Danger Things opening credits that look just like the Stranger Things Netflix opening credits, you know, with the text, you zooming out and seeing the text, Danger Things. Now, they mentioned a monster taking kids. This isn't one of those shows where at the end you're going to find out, oh, it was just an old guy who escaped from prison, or it was just a guy pretending to be a monster. No, no, no. In Swellview, we're getting an actual monster. And this monster shows up and kidnaps Piper right in front of Jasper, which causes Jasper to run. And while he runs away, he's no hero. He runs and smashes right into the wall, which busts up his lip and his teeth. And now he's talking with a bit of a lisp, which, when you think about it, isn't the most sensitive way of giving an homage to the Dustin character, but nevertheless, they did. They went there and did that. I realize I don't know if I can go through this entire episode, but I'm doing it. It seems like I'm doing it. So while that's going on upstairs, everyone downstairs is trying to figure out how they can catch, they can find these missing kids. They see that guy Schwaz and they ask him, you know, what cool stoom. That's what they're, I guess they're trying to make a thing. Stoom. Your costume is your stoom. And he's like, who are you supposed to be? He goes, oh, I'm Steve. They go, we don't know any Steve. He's like, oh, it's no, I look just like him. It's my friend Steve from college. And he shows a picture from the class of 1989 at Swellview Tech University. And the guy dresses exactly like Steve Harrington, you know, got the hair, not exactly, but it's got the hair. And that, of course, you know, they never reference Stranger Things. They're just saying, oh, I dress like Steve. Oh, no, Steve from college, you know, just these fun little things they do. And while they're talking about the costume, Jasper runs downstairs to let them all know that Piper's been taken.
Guys, we have a stupid theory of emergency.
Jasper, you sound ridiculous.
Yeah, why are you talking like that?
I smashed my face on the door and junk and stuff when I tried to run down here to tell you that your sister Piper disappeared.
What do you mean disappeared?
A monster snatched her and then vanished in a puff of smoke.
What?
Yes, exactly. I can't understand a word you're saying.
He said a monster appeared in a puff of smoke and took my sister.
Just like those other 10 kids.
So Piper is 11.
Precisely. The strangest thing.
Come on, man. We gotta go find my sister.
Well, how are we supposed to do that? We don't know where this monster went. We have no way of knowing.
Hey, guys, check this out.
Not now, Charlotte. I don't know where to begin to look. Nobody does. Just gotta let her go.
I think I know where she is.
Charlotte, please. He is trying to grieve.
So the reference is there. Obviously, they mention 11 again. And Jasper says the strangest things. And of course, he's got a lisp now because he gets smashed in the face. So there, that's how he sounds. But my favorite thing is that Captain Man will not listen to Charlotte, even though she knows, she figures out where the kids probably are. And also he's like, look, we're never going to find her. He says to Henry, you're just going to have to let her go. You know, just forget about your sister. She's gone forever. That's the hero. He's completely like, he loves being a hero, but he also doesn't quite mind not being a hero, it seems like sometimes too. And I just love that he's like, you know, he's trying to grieve. He just got to let her go. I thought that was great. Now, Charlotte figures out that she mapped out where all these kids are missing. And right in the middle of this map is a company, a place called Evil Science Corp. Which they don't know for sure if that's where the kids are, but a place called Evil Science Corp seems like a good place to start. Henry's in a bit of a hurry, and Captain Man's like, why are you in a hurry? What's your beef, jerky? Henry's like, my beef is that my sister was stolen by a monster, and it's probably taken to someplace dark and dangerous and scary, and of course we cut over to where Piper's really been taken, and it's anything but what we were expecting.
Hello again, friends!
Hi, Kevin!
Is everyone having fun?
Yeah!
Great!
What the butt is going on?
What's your name, little girl?
Piper?
Hello, Piper. And welcome to my world.
What do you mean, your world?
I'll tell you. For the longest time, I lived by myself in this beautiful world. I was very lonely. But then, just yesterday, a doorway opened from your world into mine. And now, I can bring friends to my world.
Well, I don't want to be in your world. I want to be in my world. What's all this floating stuff? Cotton candy?
That's right. It snows cotton candy here. And that bench is made out of fudge. It's a little messy, but it sure tastes good.
This place is so great. Why'd you kidnap me?
I am sorry. I thought you would like it here. But if you want to go back to your world, you can go right through that whimsical portal.
I'd stay if I were you. This party is lit AF, which stands for lit and fun.
Oliver?
Happy Halloween. Who are you supposed to be?
A Fresno girl doll.
No one's gonna get that. I'm former First Lady Barbara Bush.
I'm leaving.
Sure you don't want to hang out and eat some candy?
Yeah, I'll hang out and eat some candy. Look at you.
I loved everything about that because the reveal is he is taking these kids, but he's taking them to someplace wonderful. The little doorway, the whimsical doorway, was a donut. There was cotton candy falling, which of course is referencing the upside down with all the dark particles. The monster doesn't look anything like a Demogorgon, but it is this tall, lanky thing. But his name is Kevin, and he has a big voice, like a big, fun, bright voice, and he wants to bring you to my world. There's this kid, Oliver, who's been a recurring like classmate of Henry's for years. He's there dressed like Barbara Bush, which if you know what Barbara Bush looks like, is just silly. He's tall. He's in an old dress and wearing a white wig. And the best part is Piper says, I want to go home. And then this boy pops out and says, you sure you don't want to stick around and eat some candy? And just like that, she's like, yeah, I'll stick around. Look at you. Like, she's boy crazy. And it was just like, that is perfect. If you don't know the show, that sums up Piper right there, where she'll do whatever she thinks is best for her. And she doesn't care about anybody else or anything else. She'll stay and hang out with this boy. Now, without going into more detail, I feel like you should watch. Well, first of all, I actually do recommend this show. If you don't mind, the goofy kids TV show kind of look and format, there are some amazing episodes of the show. Like, really, episodes that there's a whole episode that mimics the movie Risky Business. I'll just say that. Amazing. They reference Goodfellas. I've heard, like, just so many things that I think are there for the parents to enjoy while the show is still fun for the kids. So they go to Captain Man and Henry Danger go to Evil Science Corp. They end up getting the scientists to admit that they were playing God, as scientists usually do, and they accidentally open a portal, and it turns out that a monster comes out of the portal and abducts kids. You know, really not, he didn't mean this to happen, not their fault. The ground starts shaking. Around this portal, there's all these vines moving too, very familiar. And while the ground's shaking, they realize, something can be going through the gate. So they think they're hearing screams in the portal. And on the other side, the kids are having so much fun. And the monster, Kevin's like, friendship forever. And everyone's going, yay, and having fun. And they think they're hearing screams of kids. They finally go in there. And of course, just like a classic sitcom mistaken identity, they fight this guy. They think he has blood all over them from eating children. He's just got jelly on him from jelly donuts. They beat him up. They get all the kids out of there, even though the kids don't want to move, and they end up leaving Kevin all alone. Well, actually, technically, he wasn't all alone.
Hey, Kevin.
Barb, you're still here.
I was in the candy bathroom. Where'd everybody go?
I have a friend!
Oh my God, I'm so embarrassed that I didn't even notice this. Remember when I said that kid Oliver was dressed as Barbara Bush? That's so they could call him Barb. As you heard just there, he calls him Barb. Another awesome Stranger Things reference. But also, I guess Oliver's stuck in this dimension now. I don't remember if we ever see him again. That'd be funny if we don't. But I looked up the actor who plays Kevin, and apparently he makes it into another episode. Now, I have not finished Henry Danger, so there are still more Henry Danger for me to watch. eventually, someday I'll finish this season and the series and watch the movie with my niece and nephew. But that's it. I wanted to play some clips. I wanted to have some fun. I wanted to do this one. I've had this one in my kind of radar for a long time. I mean, maybe it, way before even Stranger Things 4 premiered, like last year, I think I was thinking about doing it. And I'm glad I finally got to it. I wanted to do something a little different in between the book clubs. Haven't been on for a while. I apologize for that. But I plan on being around at least a few times every couple weeks is what I plan on doing, what I'd like to do. And this one pushed off a little longer. So I apologize. So look for a couple book clubs coming. And as I said, as I've talked about in the past, I have this People of Stranger Things that I want, that I plan on doing. I'm not sure if I'm going to do that after I catch up on the book club or not, but that's something that's definitely coming. I'm not going to make a promise like that and then not deliver at least something and do my best to give you some Stranger Things enjoyment as we wait the long, long time for Stranger Things 5. But I thought tonight would be a fun little different thing because technically it's not Stranger Things, but really it is an homage to the show that I love, to the show that you love, to the show that we love. So thank you so much for listening and subscribing. You can find me on Twitter at Geek Mentality and on Instagram at Geek Mentality. The show is on Twitter at Stranger D Pod. The show is on TikTok at Stranger Danger Pod. We're on website. We're on Facebook at Fans Not Experts and the website. Everything can be found at StrangerDangerPodcast.com, including links to the merch store, links to the Buy Me a Coffee store, anything, and of course the hotline, the email address. You can find all of that at StrangerDangerPodcast.com. Until next time, my friends, thanks for listening, thanks for subscribing, stay stranger, and up the tube!
Fans Not Experts. Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.